You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In today's episode, we discuss the readiness myth and why being fully prepared for something is not the secret to results. Keep listening.
You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In this show, online business coach and self-made millionaire Sabrina Philip shows you how to do entrepreneurship your way. She moved to Bali with just $800 in her bank account, and 1 year later had scaled her business to seven figures. Sabrina has been featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Goalcast, and Cosmopolitan, and is a contributing writer for Entrepreneur. Using her signature intentional, manageable, profitable framework, Sabrina helps women make millions online. Currently living in Scotland with her two doodles, Bonnie and Clyde, tune in each week as she reveals the best tips, tricks, and strategies for creating the intentional life and business of your dreams. Here's your host, Sabrina Philip.
Welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, we are talking about what I call the readiness myth. So the word readiness is a noun, and it means the state of being fully prepared for something. And as humans, but especially as people who are building businesses and taking risks, we really would love to be fully prepared for something. And even those of us like myself who have airy sun inside of us, who just kind of blast through life, even those of us who are maybe a little bit more friendly with risk, still sometimes have this feeling creep in saying that I'm not ready. And so what I want to unpack in today's episode is that there is no such thing as readiness. So when we were kids and we were in school, I remember my mom would sometimes ask me, like, are you ready for that test? Like, are you ready for that exam? And I'd be like, oh yeah, like I'm so ready. And that was like for sure a lie, because I definitely didn't study enough, but thankfully I was just like naturally super smart. So I would always do really well anyway. But I had this friend, her name was Rachel, and poor sweet Rachel, she literally would time herself and she would study for at least 20 hours for every single exam ever that we had, like every single exam, each individual exam, because we had a ton of exams. She would study for 20 hours for these exams. And funnily, I still scored higher than her. But the point is not just to wing it, and the point is not to overprepare. The point is that it doesn't matter how much preparation you do. I don't think we're ever fully ready for something until we're in it. And I think that's sometimes because we learn in the fire and we learn in the situation. But also, I'm sure that Rachel never felt ready when she sat down to take a test, because she was always the most anxious little bird. So it didn't matter that she had studied for 20 hours and I had studied for 20 minutes. It didn't matter who prepared more. It was a feeling when you sit down and you take the test of, do I feel ready for this? So even though I didn't do a ton of preparation, I would always tell my mom, yeah, I'm ready. And that's because for me, I was willing to wing it. Maybe I don't always feel that way as much when it comes to things other than tests, you know, because everything in life is different. But it's a feeling. It's not a state of preparation. And so this, I think, is where entrepreneurs really hold themselves back, is there's such an attachment to this need to be ready. But if you're Rachel and you're trying to study 20 hours and you still sit down at the test feeling super stressed, the issue is the stress. The issue is the nervousness. The issue is the anxiety. Like, that's the problem to solve. I'm sure if she had solved that, she probably would have scored higher on her exams, because I have no doubt that all of that anxiety and kind of fluttering around and stress affected her results. Like, I don't doubt that for a second. So if it's not about how much I studied, if it's not about having everything in the exact right chess piece position, then the solution, if there is such a thing, for this feeling, I think, is just to lean in anyway. Because I think if you wait forever to feel ready, you are going to wait for a future that will never come. So as business owners, I've done this myself so many times. I've even done this in my personal life, where I just say I'm not ready for something. And I kind of come up with reasons why. So, you know, oh, I should have more money. I should have more time. My divorce should be final. I should be you know, traveling. I just need to get through the holidays. I just need to whatever. I need, you know, more social media followers. I need more whatever. So we kind of put in all of these little reasons of, if I had these things, then I would be ready. And Rachel's thing was, if I study for 20 hours, then I will be ready. And every single time she sat down for the test, she never ever felt ready. So it's not about all of the stuff, because you're just going to find more stuff and more reasons and more excuses. So I could have said, and I've done this, where I'm like, I will handle this. I will deal with this when I get past this important event. And then that happens. And then it's like, oh, well, you know, now this thing has come up. So I need to wait to get past that. And then I'll be ready to tackle that. Your brain is designed to keep you safe. So if it feels danger in an exam, a relationship, a product launch, raising your rates, whatever that might be, if your brain is starting to feel danger and unsafe, it will shrink you back and keep you small and try and do that to keep you safe. And the way it does that is by bringing up all of these big feelings, emotions, danger, warning signs, and it tells you that you're not ready and that you can't handle it and that you're not capable. And for me, I don't know that I've really ever felt super ready or super prepared at any point in my business where I took on a challenge. But what I did feel, and what I do think has served me quite well, is I kind of asked myself, who do I need to become in order to be capable of holding this? Because maybe I don't feel ready right now, let's say, to have a $100 million business as an example, but I am able to ask myself, well, what would I need in order to have a $100 million business? Who would I need to be? How would I need to make decisions? How would I need to show up? And so if you dropped one in my lap tomorrow, like, no, I don't necessarily think I'm the best person ever to be running that. And also, I'm not going to let opportunities pass me by, and I'm not going to hold myself back because of my own feelings and stress around something. Instead, I'm just going to lean into the opportunity and figure it out as I go, because I've always done that and it has always served me. And I think a big part of entrepreneurship is you figure it out as you go. So you jump out of the plane and you know, kind of build the parachute on the way down, or you build your plane on the way down, and you just kind of figure it out as you go. But if you're waiting to be ready, no, you're never going to feel ready. And all of my most successful clients are not the ones who were fully prepared and felt super ready, but they were the ones who were super brave. They were the ones who were afraid and did it anyway. They were the ones who had no freaking idea how they were going to pull this off, but they just went for it because they knew that their results did not come in readiness, but in willingness. So in the willingness to show up, in the willingness to try again, in the willingness to make adjustments and figure it out, and in the willingness to ask for help, and in the willingness to do their mindset work, and in the willingness to make a fool of themselves and to just fully go for it, full send, that willingness is your magic ingredient that will get you the results that you desire, not readiness. Because if you feel ready for something, if you feel fully ready and prepared for something, you have waited too long. You have waited way too freaking long, because we do not grow in our comfort zone. So if you're waiting for it to feel fully comfortable and fully safe, like, congratulations, you're in your comfort zone. You have not grown at all. You've completely missed the moment. So this readiness myth as entrepreneurs is something that it's time for us to let go of. And I hope in this short and sweet episode that really your takeaway is, I don't need to feel ready in order to get results. What I need is to be willing to go for it and to keep trying and just to do my best. And that is and will always be enough. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you in the next episode.